Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini.
On today's podcast, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber answers the following questions submitted by a listener. How and when should a Christian get involved in politics? It sounds like a loaded question to me, but let's see what the Bible has to say about that.
I'm not sure if there are many more things that can stir up people's emotions than when you mention two things, religion and politics, right? That when you go to a social gathering, you can talk about anything, but don't talk about religion or don't talk about politics. Well, what about religion and politics together? In these occasional podcasts that we're doing that are specific responses to questions that listeners have sent in, well, one of them is this question: how should a Christian be involved in politics? How and when and in what ways? And so I want to just talk about that a little bit today. There are some things we know from Scripture, and maybe some things that are open to different ways of looking at it. What do we know? Well, one thing we know is that God calls us to pray for the people that are in authority. When we think about the government leaders that are in front of us, and I think about what Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 2, he said, "I urge, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth." So it's God's will for Christians to pray for everyone in authority. And this would, of course, include politicians at every level, local, state, and federal. And it doesn't make any distinction about whether your particular party is in control. And so this would mean if the president, the current president, is somebody that you agree with, that doesn't determine, according to the Scripture, whether you should pray for him or not. And then the next president comes in, and do you agree with him? Do you disagree with him or her? Whatever, all of those things that we tend to think about, and all of us are drawn at times to people that think like us, no doubt. But what God is saying is, for believers, a very important thing to do is just to pray for all those in authority, and that's regardless of their politics. We pray that God would be honored. We pray that we would have peaceable lives, and our leaders at every level need great wisdom during this pandemic that we're going through, during the racial tensions and all kind of issues. Our leaders need wisdom to help us live these kind of peaceful and quiet lives, and in that setting, God wants the gospel to go forward. That points us to what's more important than anything. He wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And so that leads us to another thought about a Christian in politics, and that is that political wins are not the ultimate goal. Our goal as believers is not to build a political system. It seems to me the history of the church in America, there people on the what we would call the left and on the right have aligned themselves with political movements and causes and parties and particular politicians. And sometimes it's as if it's trying to be communicated that, oh, if you're really doing God's work and God's will, you're going to align with this kind of thinking. And again, whether that's left or right or centrist is not the issue. The ultimate goal for believers is to do the will of God and to build the kingdom of God. And your personal choice and opinion on a matter, if your party wins, I know it's easy for people to think, oh, now the country is being saved because the right people are in office. You know, and we're in an election year, and we're going to hear it a lot, I'm sure, in the next 3 or 4 months, that People will say, oh, this is the most important election of our time and things like that. And a lot of people are going to be really happy afterwards, no matter what happens. And a lot of people are going to be really angry and sad after it happens. We just need to keep the perspective that it's God's kingdom that is the ultimate. I remember reading a quote by Erwin Lutzer from a few years back. He said, I think the fate of America rests more with the people of God than who gets voted into office. Government can't take the place of the church. So that's just a perspective issue that I think is important for us. I think as we are analyzing politicians and political movements, I think moral compass is important. I think that's something we should look for. We pray for, we submit to our government authorities. That's another principle. Romans 13, Paul talked about submitting to the government because even the government leaders are ministers of God. And it's amazing that Paul could say that when he lived in a corrupt first century Roman, you know, the Roman Empire. But he did say it. He said, there's no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. And so rulers are God's servant for your good. And they're agents to bring punishment on wrongdoers. And so we are called to submit. We're called to submit. But we also live in a free society, and we get to choose our leaders. And so as we're choosing our leaders, let's look for their moral compass. Let's look for what's going to guide them, what values and standards, and not look at it from a selfish standpoint, but look at it from a standpoint of what is God's heart on a wide range of issues, not just one issue, but what is God's heart on a wide range of issues? Well, another thought that I could give, another way to try to answer this question would be, I think we need to leave each other freedom for different levels of individual involvement. You know, there's a lot of pressure, it seems like, on people to make everybody conform to their particular thought pattern. There are things in Scripture that are really clear. There's no question about them. God puts them there, and they aren't up for debate. The deity of Jesus Christ, who he is, how a person becomes a Christian by faith in Jesus Christ, the fact that Christ is going to return for his own, all of those things are clear. But then there's some issues that there's freedom for individuals to choose. And so, for instance, one person may, as a person, I'm not talking about as a church, but an individual may choose to be more involved in the political process on their own. They may campaign for people. They may run for office themselves and things like that. Whereas another person feels like, well, no, I don't feel led to do that sort of thing. Well, the issue could be that they can accept each other. They cannot judge each other because of at least their approach towards that. I think there's room for individual differences, and I think it's good for Christians to be involved at all levels of the process, for some Christians to be in office, other Christians to support people, and all Christians to pray for them. I think about the time when they asked Jesus when he was walking on the earth. They were trying to trip him up, and they said, should we pay taxes to Caesar or not? I mean, Caesar, obviously, was a corrupt government. And he said, well, show me a coin. And they show him a coin. And they said, well, whose image is there? Well, it's Caesar's. And he looked at him and he said, render to Caesar the things that belong to Caesar, and to God the things that belong to God. There are things that belong to Caesar. God has put us, those listening to this podcast in America, he's put us in America, and we have politicians and leaders. He's put us in a city, the city of Charlotte, actually the little suburb of Huntersville. And we have people that live in Charlotte and Huntersville and different places. He's put us with mayors and local officials around. And there are things, there are laws, there are speed limits, and all kind of things that we are called to render to Caesar what is Caesar, to be good citizens, to pay our taxes, to pray for our leaders, to be good citizens, to contribute toward the well-being of our community, but to render to God the things that are God. And so, for instance, if the, you know, it's kind of hard to believe to me that there's so much political division over things that aren't essentially political, but become political, like is happening in our day. But so, for instance, the CDC may recommend something, or our governor may recommend something or require something about wearing masks or not wearing masks or how many people can be in a restaurant. Those aren't things that are biblical at the core. But I, as a citizen, I can have an opinion on those things and I can speak my opinion. But I think I'm called to fall in line with what my leaders tell me to do, because they're accountable for it. Now, here's the exception. The exception comes when any of those leaders tell me to do something that disobeys God. And I think about Peter and the early apostles when they were preaching, and they tried to stop him, say, "Oh, no, don't preach in Jesus' name." And they said, "Well, we can't help but to preach in Jesus' name. We must obey God rather than human beings." So there is a time, potentially, when we would have to obey God. If our rulers and authority said, you can't believe in Jesus Christ, you can't baptize anybody as a follower of Jesus Christ, you can't name the name of Jesus Christ, then we'd have to say, well, we can't do that, because our ultimate citizenship is in heaven, and we're called to follow and obey God. But those would be the very rare exceptions, and we shouldn't take smaller issues with which we disagree and cast out a disobedience to that. I hope that makes sense. I think that's in line with Jesus' words to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, and to render to God the things that are God. I personally do not believe that any political party is inerrant. I think the Bible's inerrant. I think the Bible's from God. But I don't think Republicans are all right or all wrong. And I don't think Democrats are all right or all wrong. And I think that's wise for us to remember that. Sometimes we, again, have our own leanings one way or the other. And we can tend to think that, oh, this party is all of this or all of that. Our hope is not in the political parties. Our hope is in the Lord. So let's keep our hope firmly established in the Lord. Let's do our individual job as citizens. Let's pray for our leaders. Let's look for leaders that have good moral compasses. Let's render to Caesar what's Caesar's, but let's render to God what's God, and know that those are the most important things in our life. Thank you.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.